Well, I hate to tell you this, folks, but Christmas is just around the corner. Don't you hate that? Yes, the countdown to Christmas is on. Now, are you going somewhere? Do you have some time off? Are you going to travel anywhere or are you going to stay at home? If you're thinking of going somewhere, look, the rules are changing every day. And what state you can go to, where you can go, the things you can do, it changes every day. So I'm going to give you a constant update. RE travelling within Australia with Australian travel expert. He's a mate of mine. His name is Quinton Long. He's the managing director of Australian Traveller Media and Aussie Traveller Magazine. And he joins me again this morning. Look, I know we only spoke a few months ago, but it's important that you and I stay in touch because the rules keep changing. Quinton, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Luke. You're not wrong there. Everything does keep changing. And so for some people, though, it doesn't, which is a real shame. So for my friends in Victoria and particularly Melbourne, I've got no great update for you, but you're well aware of that. But for the rest of the country, there are sort of things changing quite frequently.
So if you want to travel from one state to another, as I say, the rules keep changing. What's the story with Western Australia?
So Western Australia, you cannot travel to without having to do 2 weeks quarantine at your own expense. So you can travel around West Australia easily. There's no restrictions. There's nothing, you know, stopping you from doing that in WA. But if you want to travel into WA, then you've got to do your quarantine. Then that also includes, as most West Australians are very aware of, that if you leave the state and then come back, you're still going to have to do 2 weeks quarantine.
And the same thing for Queensland.
Yep, that's Queensland, except for Canberra and South Australia, I believe. You can actually travel to Queensland from those two states or territories at this stage. So they've opened up flights from Canberra to, or they're about to open up flights, I should say, from Canberra to places like Brisbane and the Gold Coast.
So what if you live in New South Wales? Can you go to Canberra then fly?
You can, but you would be lying if you didn't go into quarantine because you've got to declare that where you are actually living. And that's the problem with the Kiwis that recently came over. Not a problem, but you know, they just got on a flight and arrived in Perth, or they arrived in Melbourne. In Melbourne, they were allowed to travel within, but they can't actually leave. So it's quite restricted.
But not only that, these Kiwis came over and then they disappeared into the ether.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we're learning things all the time. So, you know, you can't help deal with, you know, people trying to push the boundaries and all that sort of stuff. So it'll be just, it'll be very difficult for those people.
Yeah, the reason I wanted to talk to you this morning is because if you're planning something for Christmas, where do you start? What do you do? Have you got some thoughts?
Yeah, look, so the big thing is, well, the big question for everybody is that can you, book interstate? So should you book a holiday outside your state? And at this point in time, it's very difficult to know yes or no. So, for example, in Queensland, the biggest thing that you worry about is if you're in New South Wales and you book a holiday into Queensland, A, you won't be able to get there right now, and maybe that will be still the case. Alternatively, if you're in Queensland and you want to book a holiday into New South Wales, you know, again, the same problems may occur. I've got family who are meant to be coming down from the Northern Territory, from Darwin, and they are meant to be staying in Canberra because we've got a family down there. But concerned that if things change and they close the borders,
you can't get back.
Yeah, now that's understandable, but I would say, and I've said this to my brother-in-law, that you can actually, you'll get warning. You'll get, you know, two days minimum, I suspect, maybe 3 days warning that the things are going to change. So you could actually go, all right, well, I'm going to get back. Obviously, that creates pressure on airlines. Obviously, there's some, you know, there's no guarantees with that, but that's something to bear in mind as well.
All right, so let's go around the state. Your top destinations, if you were going away, let's say just for 2 or 3 days, just to break the monotony and do something for Christmas?
Well, I'm going to try and put the lens of most needy over this. And that means I'm going to try and help out a few regions of Australia that really need it. And so, for example, if we started with Queensland, I've got to say the tropical north of Queensland that used to be known as the far north of Queensland really could do with a bit of visitation. And look, to get there, you can fly from, you know, the sunny coast as well as from Brisbane to get up to Cairns. So there's lots of flight options. They really could do with the help right now. They're, you know, all the regions that rely on international travellers over this period are the ones that are going to hurt the most. And tropical North Queensland has been hurting since February. There's a lot of people whose, you know, businesses are up, really up against it, and they never recover. So if you want to have a holiday, I would suspect going up there now. I know a lot of people who live in Cairns who say it's their favourite time of year. It is a bit warmer. It is a bit stickier sometimes, but you do get this cooling rain that calms everything down. It doesn't hang around forever, but also everything's teeming with life. So it's a really good time to see the contradiction of what, you know, Cairns and the Great Barrier Reef and the tropical sort of north can be like. The other thing that's really important, actually, is the clarity of the water at that time of year is a lot better up there. So there's some bonuses to going at that time.
Okay, we'll do a quick lap of the map then. And this is Quinton Long just at this point. I mean, we're a long way out from Christmas, and we are and we aren't. And as we said, the rules keep changing every day. So at this point, your favourite New South Wales destination?
Well, for Christmas, I reckon you're going to have to look at the Alpine region, because I think it's a really good time to go there. It's going to be a bit cooler than the sort of coasts, and they could really do with some help over that Christmas period as well. South Coast of New South Wales, but I reckon they're going to be pretty booked out. They might actually have some availability because they also get a lot of Victorians. So either somewhere down near Mirimbula, excuse me, or maybe over in the Alpine region, you know, places like Thredbo, Jindabyne and Perisher.
Victoria.
Victoria's a really interesting one. Phillip Island's actually a bit of a gem at the moment. If the restrictions in Melbourne ease up, I'm going to say Phillip Island, great time to go, beautiful beaches, great producers, great providors, but also the penguins don't have lots of Chinese tourists, you know, overbearing them, so it's a good time to see the penguins as well.
I'm thinking South Australia.
Yep, Kangaroo Island. You booked them out last year. Let's book them out again because they were so devastated and could do with a lot of help. The other one that I think is a bit of a gem down there is the whole limestone coast around Robe, and then you can actually go up to places like Mount Gambier. Mount Gambier is one of the most unbelievable places in Australia, in summer particularly, because you get all this snorkeling in the sinkholes and you see this extraordinary freshwater snorkeling, Luke, that you wouldn't actually associate with Australia, but that's a great place to do it as well.
Now, Tassie.
Oh, mate, the whole of the place? Like honestly, oh, no. Tassie is one of those places, like, you just can't get me to choose, but because you're putting me to the sword. Everyone does the East Coast, but I love the West Coast as well. I think Strawn, the Macquarie Harbour, that whole remote, it really is rugged. It is really surreal. It's incredibly lush, and the rainforests are beautiful, and the Huon Pine is unbelievable. So I'm going to go with Strawn, the prettiest village in Australia.
Oh, good one. And WA.
Again, you're killing me. I'm going to go. See, Esperance is one of those ones that will be just chockers over Christmas. But maybe up towards the Coral Coast, up towards Exmouth, maybe a bit further inland. Maybe Carrageenie. Might be a bit warm, but actually it's such a stunning part of the world. And it's a bit different to your usual coastal holidays. I want to give people a different idea. But I love Carrageenie. There's also a really cool little glamping set up there that you can experience. But it's if most East Coasters wouldn't have a clue what Carrageenie looks like, but it is probably the most beautiful water holes in the whole of Australia. With apologies to Motori, of course.
And we should finish with the NT.
Yeah, I love the NT. I think this is going to be a very interesting year for the NT. If I could live anywhere in Australia for 6 months of the year, it'd be Darwin. But
really?
It is such a beautiful lifestyle. It's a great place. There's so much going on, beautiful food and beautiful beaches, but you can't swim in them, I know, but like a really lovely lifestyle. The water holes. You know, Kakadu is as good as everyone says. Arnhem Land's the jewel in the crown for Australia, I reckon. The Red Centre is just a beautiful find. Catherine, I can't pick them, mate, but maybe this Christmas, do something different. Go out to – the NT's on sale, by the way, right now. They've got huge deals out there for that Christmas period because they're really trying to drum up some business. But I'd probably pick the Red Centre. It'll be a bit warm, but it'll be worth it. You just have a long siesta in the afternoon.
That's it. And find and stay somewhere with air conditioning or just stay in the pub. Make sure the pub's... That's why they're all mad up there. They stay in pubs with air conditioning. Quentin Long is Managing Director of Australian Traveller Media. And when's Aussie Traveller magazine out again?
The next one's coming out November 5. It's a special Reclaim Summer issue. Really beautiful. We got 8 Australian female photographers to show us their best summer. And then we also got some prominent Australians to pen an essay for us to talk about what summer means to them. And so we've got people like Miranda Tapsell from Darwin, but the Governor General of Australia, His Excellency David Hurley, also penned us an essay about what summer means to him in Canberra, but also around Australia. So really lovely stories about summer and lots of great ideas, but beautiful images as well.
Let's talk again closer to the release of the next issue, eh?
That'll be great. Thanks, Luke. Lovely to speak with you this morning.
Always good to talk to you too, Quinton. Great to catch up. So much to choose from. But the rules keep changing. That's why we talk to Quinton on a regular basis, because you never know. You never know where you can go and what the rules are surrounding your travel there. Quinton Long, Managing Director of Australian Traveller Media here on the Night Shift Triple M.